It was the moment that had to come someday. Ed Radoliak tried to turn his block of 29 votes into 34 to override the mayor's veto of funds for a soccer field in his ward. When it became clear that mayor's allies wouldn't support him on an issue they all voted for the first time around, Radoliak was furious.
Come on, it's in Radoliak's ward. That's the story. And the kids that live in Radoliak's ward, no matter what size, shape, or color they are not going to get it because he's the alderman. And this is a terrible thing that you're doing here today. And it's wrong, and it's wrong. And you know what? It can happen to you.
The 42nd Ward's Bert Natera says that sounds like a threat.
I know what's going to happen after this meeting, and I support the mayor. They're all going to run up to me and say, we're going to lop your head off.
The mayor says he's blocking the soccer field because he doesn't know who will keep it up. And an informal promise from the park district, he says, isn't good enough. Some of his allies, like the 16th Ward's Anna Langford, told the mayor that Radoliak doesn't really care about the field anyway.
I resent being put in this position by Alderman Radoliak. This is not an issue of a soccer field. This is an attempt on the part of certain aldermen to get us to go against you by overriding your veto.
It's not clear whether the mayor's offer to okay the soccer field after the park district formalizes a maintenance agreement will satisfy Radoliak. If it's time that heals all wounds, it's possible this one will take 4 years to disappear. I'm Arch Halperin.